people are waiting for things to like get better.
Yeah.
And you have to come to a place where today could actually be the peak. Like today could be as good as it's going to get. So what would you do? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show, Evans, where today is your big birthday.
It is.
It's a big birthday because it's just another birthday. And whenever we can make it to a birthday, it's a big day.
It's my 50th birthday.
Damn, I want your surgeon. Literally, give me your surgeon. Text me their number.
Okay.
Do you think we'll have that conversation one day? Like who's going to go under the knife first? And like,
for sure.
Like, let's find out how this facelift goes. And I'll be like, you know, I want to look like I'm consistently sticking my head out the window at about 30 miles per hour. And so sometimes it's like some people get like the 60 mile per hour look.
Yeah.
But the thing is, sometimes you want to do that look because what happens is it'll last longer. So on year one or two, it's kind of like it tames down to 30 miles per hour and then you'll be happy with your results. So are you willing to look crazy for the first year?
Yes. The answer is yes, I am. And I will be contacting you about my surgeon. Listen, you got to do what you want to do.
Couldn't agree more. And to be honest with you, now is a great time because you can wear a mask. So
yeah. This is the time to get your surgeries done, people.
You know what? This podcast, people are like, isn't this supposed to be about happiness? We're not encouraging nor discouraging surgery. You do you. That's the theme of Questionably Awesome is having a sense of humor and doing whatever the hell you want with your face. So
it's exactly that.
Back to your birthday. So is there anything like anything feel different? Anything that you're like, okay, this is awakening this for me, awakening the giant within? What is going on?
Well, I was listening to Oprah's book a little yesterday on while driving, you know, what's the one that's kind of like devotional?
Oh, her Sunday second one, right?
Yes.
I can't remember, but I know which one.
You know which one. She was talking about God whispers. And I was thinking today, I was like, wow, I think there have been a lot of whispers and / like yells / throwing things and stuff from God. And I've really been ignoring them.
Yeah, totally. I love talking about that topic because I spent most of my life in that like place of, which I feel like people don't believe, but they didn't know me before I turned 30. It was just like, I just kept getting hit in the head with 2x4s because I was ignoring everything, especially right down to like people that I hung out with, like not awesome people. So it's kind of like, yeah, you get those whispers and then you get the nudges and then you get the 2x4s and then you get the elephants. So,
oh yeah. Elephants are here and I really want to go with them.
Well, yeah, right off in the sunset. And listen to the whispers first. So I don't know where I'm going with that. But so you feel like you're getting the whispers of just like, okay, what's here? Are you translating any of the whispers?
I think I've started translating the whispers just this morning. And you know how, have you ever, I feel like everyone can relate to something that's made your body feel really stressful and you just like tight and terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole world kind of feels like that right now, but it doesn't have to be that way. That's the thing. Like life doesn't have to feel that way.
No, it doesn't. And I feel like they are messages. And it's like, even when things are really challenging in the world, you still can control your household. You know, and when I say control, you can reset, you can work on it, you can decide what your day is going to be like, because, you know, we don't know. And I think that we've talked about this before, but Chris and I say it all the time, like, people are waiting for things to like get better.
Yeah.
And you have to come to a place where today could actually be the peak. Like, today could be as good as it's going to get. So what would you do if you knew today was going to be as good as it's going to get? Like, would you savor all of the little things and all of the people in your life? You know, because you don't know, tomorrow you could wake up and you could have thought today was the worst day ever, right? Like, we could be like so upset about, you know, the election and what's going on in the world. And tomorrow you could wake up and someone that you love could pass away. And not to bring it to a dark place, but that is called life. And it's like, wow, I wish I really would have savored yesterday when I could have just turned off the television and told my loved ones what I thought about them and cooked a good meal together or done something around the house, you know, decorated for the holidays or whatever. So that's a big perspective shift that we have had this year, is just like, what if right now is as good as it gets? Like, what can we savor today that we don't know if it will be there tomorrow? So, and you don't know in this ever-changing landscape. So you're 35 today. I'm celebrating you, because that is like, we are so grateful that you are on the planet, because I've laughed probably a million times more in my life with having you in it. And laughing is my favorite. So today you are the gift on your birthday.
Oh my gosh. Everyone should come on your podcast on their birthdays. I feel so ready for the year.
What if I don't like them? Then it's going to be like a bad birthday. Because they'll be like, I feel like what you're saying is not authentic. And I'm like, no, I mean, like, your eyebrows are totally cousins. They're in the same family. So, but I think that's what you want, right? You want cousins, not twins?
Yeah, eyebrows? I think you do want cousins. I don't know. I'm not the good at the eyebrows. I don't know.
Huh. That's why I intentionally shave one of them so that they're not the same. I'm not good with the eyebrows either. Like, people, sometimes when people ask me what skincare I use, they're like, oh, you're glowing. What skincare do you use? And I'm like, it's a filter. Like, let me show you. And I use Dial. Like, it's not, you're not going to want to do what I do.
Okay. Can I just say, I know we are off track right now, but the fact that you use Dial was one of the most shocking things. I was like, there's no way that Lori uses Dial. She uses Dial.
She does, y'all. She uses Dial. And it's, I don't know why. Like, you can't teach this old dog new tricks around skincare. You literally can't. People have tried through the years. Like, they're just like, they try with me too. They're like, no, you should really do this. Like, my skin, even though the woman that I go to for like laser, cause I'll go get laser for my sunspots. And she's like, you really need to use this. And it sits in my drawer. So I no longer buy expensive things because filters, you know?
Yeah. You don't need it. Just do a filter.
Oh my gosh. If you're feeling bad about your skin, throw a filter on and go say some mantras in the mirror, you know? Totally goes against like my whole show right now, but that's okay.
We're saying it in jest.
It's called I don't know what it's called. What is it called when you have two totally different references of life?
Oh, your alter ego?
I don't think that's what I'm going for.
Oh.
But kind of like when it's contrasting beliefs. Evans, why don't you know what I'm thinking?
I don't know what I'm thinking.
I liked alter ego, but I think my brain was trying to think of something. I don't know what I'm trying to think of. Okay. Do you have a quote?
Yes.
On your birthday?
I have a birthday quote. It's from Oprah.
You have a birthday quote, or is it a quote on your birthday?
It's a quote on my birthday.
Okay. Let's hear it.
The only time I've ever made mistakes is when I didn't listen. So what I know is God is love and God is life, and your life is always speaking to you. First in whispers, it's subtle. Those whispers.
Oh, okay. I see. Mm-hmm. I see what you got going on. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to let God do the whispering. Okay.
Okay.
So I feel like if I listened to this podcast, I would legitimately hate my voice right now talking to you and telling you what to do about your life. So let's move into my quote, which I'm deciding between what quote I should read. So,
oh, this is going to be good.
There's a lot of good quotes. And again, it's from the book that I won't let go. The Big Leap. Yep. We're going to talk about it for the rest of my life.
Good.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I think I read this one. Literally give me 1 second because I lost it. So,
that's okay. I'm sure you're going to find a really good quote, and everyone remember that God whispers, or the universe whispers, whatever you believe, whispers.
They're whispers and then they change, right? Because first yeah. God's like, hey, tap, tap, tap. Don't you think that this feels more like your life purpose? And you're like, no, that seems scary. And then God's like, nudge, nudge, nudge. Like, what about this? Doesn't this feel more like you? And you're like, hell no, give me a beer. I'm going to drink my sorrows away. And then he's like, 2x4 time. What does this feel like to not follow your truth? And you're like, I'm going to drink Jim Beam instead. And it's just going to keep going. But it's what
until
we do as
it
humans.
Stops.
Until you're dead. Because that's the only time that it's stopping. It's not going to stop. It's going to eat you alive. I'm just letting mm-hmm. everybody know who's listening to this. If you're like, I'm avoiding my truth. It's going to kill you. Just letting you know. That's what I'm here for. Okay. So, so have fun with that. All right, here we go. This is Gay Hendrix. The temptation is strong to remain in your zone of excellence. So that's the place where it's like you're doing things that you're good at and you can fool people and they're like, oh, you're great. You're successful. You have a great job. And that's what the zone of excellence is. But you know you're not living into your truth of something. So the temptation is strong to remain in your zone of excellence. It's where your own addiction to comfort wants you to stay. It's also where your family, friends, and organization want you to stay. You're reliable there, and you provide a steady supply of things that family, friends, and organizations thrive on. The problem is that a deep, sacred part of you will wither and die if you stay inside your zone of excellence.
Oh,
we had kind of the same quotes today.
That, wow, I've got to start that book.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're going to die if you don't do the right thing. What?
It's like a big happy birthday bitch slap.
Hey, we all need them.
Don't we?
Yes.
You're going to have to give me mine soon. Because mine's coming up. We're close. You're Scorpio, right?
Yeah, Scorpio. You're Sag, right?
Yeah. You know what? You got to start living more into your Scorpio truth. Have you read your... Do you read your horoscopes? You're fierce. You are. Scorpios, I used to be afraid of Scorpios. Do you know that? Because I had a couple Scorpios in my life who lived on like the extreme side of Scorpio. So when I met other ones who weren't like that, I was like, wait, there's multiple sides to these people. Like you have a whole other side you have not tapped into yet.
Oh yeah. Scorpios can be like dark and moody and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like it because you can actually... translate that and like put that into something else because something you get good. To you have a lot of perspectives, so I think that's awesome. I'm talking about you, like I know your inner workings, and I read a horoscope this morning, so I was on an app, so I feel like I can tell you your whole life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the perfect spot to tell you about an app that I'm obsessed with. You guys, it is one of the ultimate life hacks. It's hard to find time to sit down and read all of those books that you want to read that are on your list or those books that are on your bookshelf. And that is why I highly recommend Blinkist. It's super unique. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. And what it does is it takes the best key takeaways, the need to know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. You guys, successful people like business leaders are well known for reading a lot of books. So I love Blinkist because I take it on walks with me all the time and I can read 4 to 5 books in just one 3-mile walk. So a book that I'm loving right now is How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less. And I love getting all the key takeaways from this. And I can tell you that I have also been dying to read Becoming by Michelle Obama. And now I've read it. I know what everybody is talking about. I've gotten all the key takeaways from it. And I also know that I want to continue to read the book in its entirety later on because I am super interested in it. So with Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to blinkist.com/happy, try it for free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/happy to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll save 25% off, but only when you sign up at blinkist.com/happy. Okay, do we have a question?
Yes, it's really good. It's from B Simpson Fitness.
Wait, we didn't read a review.
Oh, my sugar. Bad. Okay, here we go. Oh my gosh, this is from Fierce Girl 300.
Whoa. I mean, the movie 300 was fierce, so she's got to be insane.
She's super fierce. She says, "Your podcast has been changing my life-changing for my personal growth journey. Thank you for inspiring everyone, especially women, to reach for more. The episode where Evans talked about her getting a new house really hit home and made me cry." Oh my gosh. This is so nice. "I'm currently in the same situation she is. I've recently rescued a puppy and in the process of buying a new home, closing next week." Oh my gosh. Congratulations. "Imposter syndrome was really hitting me hard, even though this is the second time I'm buying a house. This time I am single and not in my small town. The episode was a sign I am moving in the right direction, and the move for me is right for me on so many levels. Thank you for talking about the difficult things in life and so much more."
Oh my God. How's that make you feel on your birthday? I'm so glad that you got that review on your birthday.
That is the nicest thing. I had no idea that it just makes you feel so good.
You just don't know who you're affecting, Evans.
I mean, who knew? Kim, congratulations on your new home and your new town.
Congratulations. And there you go. There you go, Ecrad.
That was really
changing
nice.
Changing lives. If people are wondering why I just called you that, it's your Instagram handle. I feel like that was like out of the left field for people who don't know. Okay. That was so beautiful. We're so grateful for your review. And thank you for that on Evan's birthday, because that was just like so freaking perfect. And you're going to be amazing in your new house, both of you.
Yes, you are. And send me your tips. That sounded like...
I just want to say show me your tips right now.
I realized it sounded like show me your tips.
Show me your tips. Thanks. All right. I think that's a perfect segue into the questions.
Yes. So this is from B Simpson Fitness. They want to know, how do you manage your feelings if someone else is already doing it and doing it better?
Wait, someone else is managing their feelings?
Oh, sorry. I didn't say that right. So they're asking, how do you manage your feelings? And the feelings they're having are, well, someone else is already doing it and they're doing it better.
Okay. I was like, whoa, how are you letting someone else manage your feelings? Because I would love to give that job to someone else. Like, please tell me how to feel today, because I'm not a good manager of these emotions. Like, I'm failing at that job. So with that said, tell me that question again, because I was too busy talking.
How do you manage your feelings of, well, someone else is already doing it and doing it better?
Syndrome. Mm-hmm. Oh God. I mean, this is never going to go away. It's funny. I was just talking to my friend about this yesterday because she's writing a book and she just so happened to see another book that she was like, wait, this is about my topic and the cover's better and the whole book is better. And it was like, okay, this is a great way. So I'll use this example because we were like reframing, right? We were like, number one, the stories in it are different, meaning your stories are always going to be different. So someone who is like, you're looking at the person who you think is doing it better, they're not going to relate to the people that you're going to affect. So They have a different background. They're from a different place. They have a different story. Just like I remember a lot of people were like, I don't have like a trauma story that I've gotten over. I don't have like a hard, challenging story or hard life. I'm like, okay, so what about all the people who feel the exact same as you, that they don't have a story? Isn't it important that your story gets out for them, to let them know that even if you feel you don't have a story, you can still talk about topics that have deeply impacted you? So I think you have to remember, you're always going to hit a different version of people. And then you have to convert your feeling of, because usually that's a feeling of like, they're doing it better. It's like a, you're putting them on a pedestal, or you're a bit jealous of them, or whatever that looks like. You have to convert that into saying, thank you for blazing that trail. And also, wow, thank you for putting out the same topic that I'm talking about, because this shows that this is a timely topic. This shows that this is a timely business. This shows that this is a timely product. So that's really important too. And you have to remember that people are consumers. They don't just want one. And their version is not better. Like, it's just not. That's a complete opinion, because there are going to be people who, even if you think it's better, maybe that's because you think they're smarter or more experienced, or maybe they do have a lot more like experience around the topic and they are saying things that maybe you wouldn't say. But the thing is that they're impacting a different group of people. So they might be untouchable to some of the people who would typically need their advice. They might seem a little too far-fetched. They might seem a little too far down on their journey. I found that sometimes when I bring people on the podcast, it's like sometimes bringing people on who are in the beginning phases of their journey or self-development or business, that they make the biggest splash, because they can really, like my listeners can really relate to where they are in that journey, compared to when I bring on someone who's like way down the path and is like having trouble even recalling how they felt in the beginning of the journey.
Yes, 100%. I feel these feelings all the time of like, well, someone else, what's the point? Someone else is already doing it. And I think for me, it's about confidence in yourself and trying to nourish that part of you and figure out what can make me feel more confident so I can pursue this and not feel so terrified.
Yes. Totally. That's the truth. That's the life cycle, isn't it? How do I not feel so terrified? Because I'm there every day right now. It's terribly uncomfortable, but at least I can say I'm leaving the zone of excellence, you know?
Yeah, you're doing it.
Doing it. And it's awful. God. All right. Not very encouraging today, but if I wasn't doing it, it'd be worse is what I know. So let's try to see if we can do one more power question here.
Okay. Oh my gosh. From Squats and Snacks. What a great name.
Love. Yes, please. Whole purpose of squatting.
How do you remain confident when people closest to you don't believe in you?
How do you remain confident? That is so hard and so important. It's not that you remain confident. I think that's where the miss is with these, like, with a lot of the questions that come up for people around going for it. Like, you're not going to feel confident when your mom's like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? This isn't going to make money. Why are you network marketing? Like, that's a bunch of crap. The product sucks. People are going to say no. Or who do you think you are with this business? Or stop showing your squats on Instagram. Like, nobody cares. Like, you know, that's going to be tough to overcome. And you're not going to feel confident and be like, oh, my own mother who has known me my whole life is not believing in me, or my own sister or best friend is telling me like, you know, are you crazy? This isn't going to work. Like, that is not a confidence inflictor.
No.
So what you need to do is make sure that you go get around people who are doing what you do. I don't care if it's a mastermind, books, podcasts, groups of friends, people. If you don't have enough of those people, you're not going to actually cross the bound, you're not going to cross the line into like the risk factor that you need to go and take for a long time in order to pursue what you need to do. Because you're not going to feel supported, and you're going to be like, maybe it is crazy. So if the amount of info that you're putting in about your goal, or the amount of like intake or consumption of information of any kind, is more negative than positive about your goal, then you're never going to do it. Meaning, even if it's just kind of like, eh, I'm not sure if you should be doing that. So somehow you need your consumption of positivity and that you can, and of stories that you can, and coaches and friends who tell you you can. Somehow you need to get that consumption level up past the 50% mark. Otherwise, you're not going to do that thing. And sometimes that does mean limiting family time. And that's not going to be a popular thing, but I'm just being honest. It's the only way that I was able to pursue my goals is because the limiting beliefs of my family were so strong that it was easy for me to adopt them and to go back because I just wanted love and acceptance. But I couldn't do it anymore because I wasn't loving and accepting myself because I was ignoring the things that I wanted to do. So that's what you're going to have to do. Make your consumption of the positive things and friends and info and how to over the 50% mark. Try to get it up to at least the 70% mark of your life. And now I'm to a place where the positive is only, it's at the 99% mark. So everything negative has been eliminated from my life.
That's awesome. And I also like what you're saying about like if you have to separate yourself from your family for a bit or whatever and you can pursue what you want to do, mm-hmm. get some more confidence in yourself. And then it kind of reframes your relationship with your family and you can separate things.
Yeah. And it's so, like you're going and getting stronger for a while so that you can go and you have the tools to know what to do and say when those conversations come up. Because I was too weak. I wasn't the person who could be like, you know, I don't think we should talk about this. Or, you know what? Can we agree that on this topic, like we're going to try to keep it positive and then I'm going to remind you when it goes to a negative place, because that's not how I feel and that's not what I want to believe. I wasn't strong enough to be that person until I went away for a while and developed the tools of like what can happen around those feelings and rejection and how am I going to feel and am I going to just go back to the way things were and, you know, am I going to take a stand or what does that look like? So, and it's different for everyone. Sometimes I take a stand. Sometimes I take the path of least resistance. Like, but I it's all good to me now. Like I understand why I'm doing certain things. And I didn't know that until I was gone for a while, until I figured out who I was. So until you figure out who you are and you get the strength to stand for who you are, it's like, you'll just keep going back and being the person that they expect of you, which I think that's so full circle about our quotes. It's like, it's so easy to just go back to being the person that you feel like everybody expects of you because that's where you're safe and you're loved and, you know, all the things. So
got to get out of there.
You guys, I'm so grateful for you, Evans. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
I wish this was real time going out so that people could all wish you the happiest birthday, but I know that they're sending you like all of the belated birthday love right now. And I hope that you have the best day ever.
Thank you so much. I hope you have the best day ever and everyone who listens to this does.
And until next time, stay questionably awesome. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.